Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is good evening to you, and how you be at 11:23 and 20 seconds to go right along with it Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666, and we shall go until JJ After Dark at 2 on your fan, New York City. Well, rare is the night and rare is the game with the Yankees taking Severino off the hook. Gardner making up all by himself for the two homers given up by Severino. Struggling with Severino over the five innings, you know from this, and everybody will look at Aaron Hicks. And everybody will look at the bullpen, and everybody will look at the offense wearing down and eventually wearing out Corey Kluber. And if you look that way, you are looking in the right direction. But, he says, there was something in this game that had the eyes wide open, the chin dropping to the floor, in absolute amazement. It was something we saw, something we all saw, something we thought we would never, ever see again in not only my lifetime, but maybe your lifetime as well. We've all seen the lunar eclipse. We've all seen Halley's Comet more than what we saw tonight. As rare can be, you'll remember the Aaron Hicks double tonight, the go-ahead run in that eighth inning, and you're going to remember the stolen base by Hicks in that same inning. And after the review, he was safe for third on the stolen base. But it's what Hicks did way back in the fourth inning. And you couldn't believe you saw what was seen when Aaron Hicks did this.
Well, here comes the 1-1 to Hicks. Stanton a very short lead at first. And the pitch is bunted, but right in front of the plate. Gomes throws to second, wide, and it goes to center field. Here goes Stanton going to third, and he'll make it. Holding it first is Hicks.
Oh, my God.
It was not a good bunt. It rolled 2 or 3 feet in front of the plate. And Gomes had him dead to rights at second. But the throw sailed. It sailed to the first base side of second.
Huh? What? It was a good bunt. It put Gomes into shock. Gomes, he couldn't believe what Hicks had done. And I don't think anyone watching could believe either. What's next? All the king's horses and all the king's men putting Humpty Dumpty together again. Why, do you thought I would say what's next? Hell freezing over and other cliches like that? No. Not only did Hicks come through with that bunt base hit, but he so sent, as we say, Gomes into shock that the Indians catcher threw it closer to Allen in center than Kipnis or Lindor around second base. And put Stanton in scoring position for that bird RBI double. I couldn't believe what I was looking. So, still looking, by the way, I'm just asking out of curiosity, are you as a Yankee fan, are you still looking for Jay Happ to fill out the Yankee rotation? Tonight, Happ, given a 2-0 lead early, could not get out of that fourth inning, could he? And, of course, the Red Sox, 10 in a row, and 98 pitches for J-Hap. And in 3 2/3 innings, by the way, taking the loss, the ERA at 4.29. I don't know if the Yankees want to get Jay Happ. And, of course, there is somebody in Cincinnati available, but we can talk about that later. And giving up the Betts grand slam, by the way, I think all five runs that Happ are charged with were unearned, but he did give up the grand slam to Betts, number 23 for him. Five RBIs for Betts in the 6-4 win. I want to ask, if Jose Reyes, are you listening? Do you know the way to San Jose? Maybe Jose Reyes can take some lessons from Aaron Hicks. He couldn't put down the bunt in the ninth inning. Well, what else is new? Jose. Maybe he should be back at home in Manhasset. What do you think? And Washington won the game 5-4. Mets gave up a couple of homers to Rendon. And, of course, Blevins is becoming a left-handed Hansel Robles. And brought in, of course, to face the lefty, Bryce Harper. He gave it up. And Mad Max, not very good tonight. I wonder how upset he might be right now. But here's the silver lining. Cabrera, for the Metropolitans, making himself a little bit more tradable every single day. The homer, the double he also had. And here's the good news. Bautista, one of the better hitters on the team. Here's the bad news. Bautista, one of the better hitters on the team. His on-base percentage since coming over from the Braves, close to 400. Maybe you can get a prospect for him. 5-4, the Nationals, from this. And somebody needs, and Brian Rascon on the other side of the glass noticed this too about Bryce Harper. So, and of course, it's all very noticeable when you see Bryce Harper hit one out like he did with Blevins to give the Nationals their 5-2 lead at the time. And again, 5-4 final, from this. But somebody needs to wipe that arrogant, that cocky smirk from Harper's face. As in, somebody needs to, stop his script and recover his webpage, if you know from the talking. And now allow me for just a moment before we get to your calls. Allow me to indulge. Allow me to give the obvious. Allow me to glow just a bit. And gloating over the best pitcher in the game. Allow me to highlight his most latest accomplishment by comparing his latest work of art with the latest work of others who might be considered in the same high class, but really, compare in name only. Let's take Luis Severino tonight. Now, all right, rare was his outing tonight. Not very exciting he was. Was he with the outing tonight? No, right away 21 pitches in the first inning. He had 67 pitches after three, so not very exciting was Luis Severino tonight. Two homers allowed, more homers allowed than strikeouts. He allowed two home runs, only one strikeout. 94 pitches for Severino over five innings, 67, as I say, over three. Four runs on nine hits. Now, the Indians are a good team, but we are talking American League All-Star starter and, of course, ace of a very solid baseball team. But four runs on nine hits, one walk, that one K, his ERA ballooning. You could put quotes around ballooning to 231, but 231. How about Corey Kluber tonight? Corey! He and Severino, coming into the game, combining for the 26 wins. But Corey, only David Price among the elite has a tougher time against the Yankees. Tonight, Kluber struggled over 114 pitches, the 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, the 9 Ks, and the ERA. Whoa, Corey, now at 269. How about Mad Max tonight? Mad Max of D.C., of the Crashinals, 101 throws tonight he made over 7 innings, 3 runs allowed, and giving up 2 home runs himself, 1 to the ancient Bautista, 1 to the non-hitting Plawecki, with 2 walks and only 5 Ks, and his ERA now at 2.41. Severino, Kluber, Mad Max, certainly considered among the best, no argument with anyone. But mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Do I even need to ask? Over the last 24 hours, he has shown that Severino and Kluber and Mad Max pale in comparison. Over the last 24 hours, Severino, Kluber, and Mad Max compared to him, small potatoes. And over the last 24 hours, we have seen the best, haven't we? May I answer that for all of us? Yes, we have. 24 hours ago, you were saying to yourself, we are not worthy, and maybe a few other cliches as well, as in awesome, out of this world, and of course, to die for. So what does he have? And what does he have? Also a rhetorical question, because what he has is everything he needs to get you and yours out. So what has he done for us lately? 24 hours ago, and you know who I'm talking. 8 innings. Ooh, look at this. Not a single run did he allow, did he, over those 8 innings? Scattered 4 singles and a single extra base hit, and that runner, of course, stranded at second. A single walk, 7 Ks, and the ERA is 1.68. Did you hear? His ERA is 1.68. He is a man who needs no introduction.
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other.
When I'm out there, I try to think it's 0-0 the whole time. So that's kind of my thought process. Go out there and try to put up zeros.
This weapon will be powerful.
Struck him out. High fastball from DeGrom gets Kingery. And Jake does what Jake does best.
Versatile.
Kind of the same as it has been all year. Go right after guys. I'm always fortunate enough to get some early contact early in the game. You know, that helped out a lot.
And indestructible.
On the outside corner, he got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for DeGrom to finish off the top of the sixth. 6 scoreless for DeGrom.
It can't be reasoned with.
He did a great job of going out there and attacking really good hitters, getting ahead. All the best games pitched every year are the highest strike percentage games, and he goes after guys, and that's one of the reasons he's so successful.
It will feel no pity.
Honestly, I try not to look at that stuff. I just try to focus on what I can control.
No remorse.
Struck him out! A master at the top of his craft.
It will have only one purpose.
That decision's not up to me. Of course, I'd like to start it, but we'll just see what happens.
This weapon will be called the DeGrominator.
DeGrom strikes out the side.
DeGrom is notched 13.
Back-to-back strikeouts for DeGrom.
I am a machine.
I think I'm just willing to throw any pitch at any time. Feel really comfortable with all 4 pitches, so that's kind of been my game plan this year.
The DeGrominator.
Your future is in its hands.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name?
I don't think we need to tag this production piece at all, because I don't think anyone would disagree with the premise of that production piece.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.